Chairman Michael Conaway said passage of this resolution is a critical step toward stopping what some believe to be the largest federal land grab in history. From the beginning, the process of developing this rule was flawed by EPA, ignoring input from stakeholders and even other agencies, including the Army Corps of Engineers. America's farmers and ranchers deserve to have a government that will review and consider their thoughts. Colin Woodall, Vice President of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, said it was very important for the House to follow the lead of the U.S. Senate on this issue.
By doing so, it sends a very clear signal to the President that Congress is not happy with the Waters United States rule, and that they want to see it go away or be significantly changed. So I think it's just another step in our continuing effort to try to ultimately kill the Waters United States rule.
Of course, EPA efforts to fully implement the rule was stopped by a stay from the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, but Woodall says that stay is temporary.
Producers really need to understand that this stay is temporary, and so while it is providing us a little relief, it is not relief that we're going to be able to rely upon. In order to make sure that we take this threat away and protect producers and make sure that EPA cannot come on your land, Congress has to stop this rule. This effort to try to do the resolution of disapproval is one step in the overall process, but there is still more that Congress is going to have to do in order to ultimately win, because the last thing we want is for this to linger in the courts for 4 to 5 years and ultimately leave our entire fate to a decision that could go as high as the Supreme Court.
Woodall said we don't need additional burdensome regulations from EPA.